We pray. O King of Kings and Lord of Lords, how could we not celebrate? For you have come to be with us, to make your home with us, that we might sing your praise for all eternity. So fill our hearts with light and love, dear Lord, that we might rejoice, Hosanna to the Son of David. Our Lord has come and conquered. In Christ we pray. Amen. Did Jesus send Peter and Andrew or James and John to go and get that donkey and the colt, the foal of a donkey? It seems strange that Jesus' disciples would just go into a town and take someone else's animals, and yet that's what Jesus told them to do. Go into that village, you'll find a colt there, take it. Bring it here to me. And if anyone questions you, just say, I have need for it. Would it really be that easy to just walk away with someone else's animals? Did Jesus only see through his divine eyes that a donkey and a colt would be waiting there for him to use? Or did Jesus use his divine power to prepare, to orchestrate, to command a donkey to be there so that he could ride into Jerusalem? That's hard to answer, isn't it? Because Jesus, who commands the wind and the waves to be quiet, could certainly command a donkey to stand ready to fulfill Scripture. And yet there's many things that Jesus knew would be happening that he in no way, shape, or form orchestrated or had a hand in. Judas betraying Jesus was a very pivotal part of Jesus' passion. But Jesus actually confronted Judas to bring him to repentance and to get him to turn away from his evil plans. Jesus had no hand in Judas betraying him. Jesus confronted Peter and told him, before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times. And yet Jesus did not make Peter disown him, but he certainly knew it was going to happen. The disciples brought the colt, the young donkey, and threw their cloaks upon it. And as Jesus mounted the back of that colt, he set into motion all the life-changing events of that Palm Sunday and Holy Week. It was all beginning. The colt followed its mother, jostling Jesus back and forth on its back as it made its way down from Bethany through the Garden of Gethsemane. The people from Bethany accompanied this donkey, singing Jesus' praises. The people of Jerusalem came out and joined the procession and walked with them down into the Kidron Valley and up the other side, through the Lion's Gate and the Wall of Jerusalem, and into the city itself. The citizens were celebrating. The enemies of Jesus were threatened by his power. They saw a threat. But Jesus, what do you see from where you're sitting? Jesus looked at the people of Bethany shouting Hosanna. And he saw the people from Jerusalem leaving their homes and their fields and their shops and coming out singing Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The young children and the adults were cutting and waving palm branches to honor their king who was coming to their city. The young men and grandfathers were taking off their coats and their robes and laying them down as a royal carpet for their king to enter, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. I wonder whether the angels of heaven who sang at Jesus' birth were now sounding their trumpets. The Messiah has come to atone for a world of sinners. But as Jesus was bouncing around on the back of that colt, he saw much more than just palms in the air and smiles on the faces. For he could see into each and every one of their souls. Many people who had seen Jesus' miracles and heard his sermons came out because they had realized this is our Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. And so they were shouting their hosannas, which means save, help us. They were shouting with all their heart, even though many of them did not realize where this trip on a donkey would end up taking Jesus. Nonetheless, Jesus is their Messiah. There were also those who were out there waving palm branches just to join in a party. A spontaneous parade is much better than grinding grain or cleaning a barn. And so let's take the opportunity. But Jesus also saw a handful of believers who had listened intently to his word and understood that Jesus was going to Jerusalem to die. Mary, back at Bethany, had already anointed Jesus' body for his upcoming burial. Mary was there watching Jesus ride to his death. She was waving her palm branch with probably a tear in her eyes. Look at what God has sent his son to do. Jesus, what do you see from where you're sitting? In spite of this being a festive ride, Jesus ends up crying as he sees all the hard, unbelieving hearts of most of the Israelites. If you, only you, had known this day, what would bring you peace? But now it is hidden from your sight, he said. Jesus' eyes saw the Roman soldiers coming in and completely destroying Jerusalem, not leaving one stone left upon another. Jesus, what do you see from where you're sitting? From the back of that donkey, Jesus could see his enemies plotting his death. He could see his final meal with his disciples. He could see the anguished tears and cries in the Garden of Gethsemane. Would we sit around and let someone spit in our face and slap us around? How hard would it be for us to willingly put our hand out on a table, knowing full well that the man with the hammer is going to smash it to pieces? From the back of that donkey, Jesus could see how the priests and the soldiers were going to spit on him and beat his face. And he would hold it right there for the next round of spitting and beating. He could see ever so clearly how by the end of the week he would willingly lie down on that cross and willingly stretch out his arms so the hammer could drive the stakes deep through his hands and feet and into the wood. Jesus, what do you see from where you're sitting? The colt had never been ridden before. And so it's possible that it was struggling under the weight of a full-grown man. But it was nothing compared to the struggle that was laid on the innocent one when God placed all the sins of the world on him. By the end of that very week, every lie, every dirty thought, every act of violence or bigotry or hatred, abuse or any corruption in government or in business, even the mass murders of Hitler and Stalin and thousands of others, were all laid on the sinless Son of God. From the back of that donkey, Jesus could already envision the crushing weight that was about to be placed on him for all of our sins, and the pain that he would endure as his Father left him to punish him for what we had done. How could Jesus continue to go down that path? How could why would Jesus want to continue down that road? Love. God's love for lost, disgusting sinners like us. Jesus, what do you see from where you're sitting? With the eyes of God, Jesus could see once again that first gasp of breath that he would take after he was buried, and his eyes opening in the darkness of that tomb. Jesus walked into that temple in Jerusalem with a certain victory. Death would not hold him nor us. Jesus sees the faces filled with joy on that Palm Sunday and how they will be filled with grief on that Good Friday and overcome in astonishment on that Easter morning. Jesus could see how his disciples' hearts would be put through the wringer but come out the other end filled with eternal joy. Their faith would flower and blossom to maturity as they met with Jesus in that upper room on that first Easter evening. Jesus, what do you see from where you're sitting? Jesus is not sitting on a donkey any longer. He is sitting on his throne in heaven. Jesus, what do you see on this Palm Sunday celebration? There are still many enemies of Jesus who want to rid him from the face of the earth. There are many churchgoers who simply want a celebration. They're not looking for a Savior from their sins. But we pray that as the sun broke over the horizon in New Zealand and washed its light across Russia and Asia and on into Europe and Africa and now has come to the Americas, that on this day his people everywhere in every nation might be praising their King. Not just hearing of the account, but actually joining in the song, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. What does God see? What does Jesus see as we step into another Holy Week? Will we put down the business and come and gather around from our work and our play and our planning and our striving, gather around to praise him? Now is the time for us not just to follow the donkey, but to see him carrying his cross. To look again at our sins that deserve such pain and punishment, and to marvel at God's love. He suffered our curse so that he could bless us with his love. This week, we trace Jesus' steps so that our faces might turn from guilt and grief to joy and peace. We feed our souls on his life-giving word so that our faith may grow and that we might meet again, Jesus, on Easter morning. Hosanna, save us, Jesus. Jesus already sees us around the throne of God, waving palm branches of victory, the victory he's given us. And so we lift up our hearts and voices in praise to our Savior King, right here, right now, just as we will praise him for all eternity in paradise. Amen. Please rise. We pray. Heavenly Father, may our lives be filled with devotion to you, with songs of praise and adoration. For you have come and won the victory that we might be your blood-bought children. To you be our thanks and praise, honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.